Time for the best worst segment. Here we go. What day is it for February the 2nd? Well, today's Groundhog Day, and I think that nasty little woodchuck, I think he saw himself, right? I think he did. That's six more weeks of winter, according to Punxsutawney Phil. I don't put much stock into that because it's going to be winter anyway till March. But people like to have the party with it and have a good time. So Groundhog Day, Phil saw himself, which I think is illegal in eight states. I'm not sure, but we'll have to ask Greg Pogue, who also is illegal in eight states. Today's Bubblegum Day. Give kids a smile day. Charlie, you do that quite a bit, don't you? You give kids smiles because that's the kind of guy you are. Well, all right. Let's see what else. California Kiwi Fruit Day. A bunch of no days here, man. All right, Charlie, hit it, brother.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It's happening. It happened. Doing it, aren't you?
I'm not going to stand for the cursing.
And now, brought to you by Hubcap Heaven and Wheels.
The best worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on the promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and you hit it. He hits my hair.
All right, time for This Day in Sports History. Download that WNSR app. Play along with us. You can take us anywhere in the world. Right now, we got people listening in Hartford, Connecticut, Denver, Colorado, and my goodness, this is the cradle of America, Rayon City. God bless all the fine folks, Rayon City. Because Greg is gone, Greg has bequeathed this segment today to the great Ty the Wonder Kid. Ty, are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready, Greg.
Put the microphone by your face.
All right. Ready, Joe. I'm ready filling Greg's plate.
This day, 1876, Ty, baseball's National League forms, all right? Give me one city that had a National League baseball team in 1876.
New York.
Good job, pal. Yes. Boston, Cincinnati, Louisville, New York, St. Louis. Good job. 1892, tied the longest boxing match under modern rules. Harry Sharp did and Frank Crosby battled how many rounds?
18.
Times that by four.
Wow.
Can you do math from Arkansas?
36, 72.
All right. Add five.
77?
77 rounds they had a fight. I would love to see a 77-round boxing match today. That would be unbelievable. Okay, let's keep going down here. Ty, you're off to a pretty good start. Ty, 1959 on this day, the greatest pro football coach besides Bill Belichick signed a five-year contract to coach the Packers. Who was it? Full disclosure.
Not Tom Landry. You're not going Walsh. So Vince Lombardi.
That a boy, man. Look at you. Who says that youth is wasted on the young or whatever it is? Oh, man. 1970, Ty. Now, you do your Forever March basketball show on the weekends, college basketball. It's a nice show, and I hate giving out compliments, so it's not bad. This day, 1970, this guy in college basketball becomes the first to score 3,000 points.
Can't give me the college.
LSU.
Pistol Pete Maravich.
Look at you, man. Yeah, see? To understand today, you got to know history, and you did that. Good job, pal. It's going down here. Oh, 1975. U.S. Female Figure Skating Championship won by this lady who had the cutest little haircut.
That Tanya girl? What? Bethany Hamilton? What's your... Dorothy Hamill.
Yes, Dorothy Hamill. Nice job, Angel Cropper. That's awesome. Yes. Hey, it doesn't matter how you get the answer, man, as long as you get it right. Nice job. Going down, what else happened on this day? A lot of Pro Bowl stuff. I'm not a Pro Bowl fan, man. That game is just, it is what it is. But congrats to Delaney Walker. Got a brand new car and got to be the best of the best. All right, enough of that. It's time for celebrity birthdays here. Remember, the old thing with birthdays, you got to get them within two. Let me pull the page up as we go forward on this. Ty, have you ever done this segment before?
Absolutely. A couple times. Beat Greg a few times.
Yeah, wow. This segment's become, like, an amazing thing for people. Like, only few people get to do this segment outside of Greg and myself and Charlie.
The inner circle, if you will.
Yeah, and my page is spinning here around and around. As soon as it stops spinning, we'll go down and see what's going on.
Greg competitioned one thing. Charlie's a whole different story, a whole different level.
And he just knows it. All right, here we go. Time for celebrity birthdays. Ty and Charlie playing today as we look to get this going on. All right, here we go. First up, Ty, you got to go first. Tom Smothers, comedian, singer, TV, host of the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour.
64.
I could go 83.
81. Good job, Charlie. Oh, man. Oh, good. Baseball Hall of Famer Red Shundice, whatever his name is. Shundice.
73.
What the hell did you just say?
Red's his name? Red Shundice?
I won't ask you to use it in a sentence. And he sound. If his nickname is Red, he's got to be old. So I'm going to go with 95.
He's 95 exactly.
Oh, my God.
Red. Oh, man, I know his name. I can't pronounce it correctly. Graham Nash. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. How old is Graham Nash?
82.
75.
76. Charlie's up 3-0. This is like a Globetrotters watching Generals game.
This is Beasley's fault is what this is. That smug little 13-year-old face yesterday getting a win on me. That's the last time that'll ever happen. You tell him to be careful about how he enters and exits the studio next time. There's a lot of windows in here.
Journey bass player, guy I think's great, Ross Valerie.
64.
We'll go with 65.
69. Nice job. Actor from Star Trek. Brent Spiner. He played Data or Data, whatever his name was on that show.
79.
69.
69 exactly. For Ty, in case you didn't know, here's how Charlie's smarter than the rest of us. He figured out there's a pattern of this birthdays day one. All right. Took Pogue 6 months to figure it out.
It took Pogue day 2 years. And he still doesn't quite remember most days.
Christy Brinkley, Billy Joel's ex-wife.
Still getting it done.
Well, all right.
63.
Oh, I got to go 64 on a block.
64 exactly. Charlie's up 5-0. Don't quit, though, Ty. Keep it going, man. He played Switek on the greatest TV show ever, Miami Vice. Michael Talbot. Don't laugh, it is. I'm choking over here.
58.
65.
63. 6-0. This might be the greatest beating in the history of this game. We're going to keep going on with this. As long as we know actors. Let's see here. Oh, man. I don't know any of these people. Have you heard of this guy, professional golfer Bob Estes? Have you heard of Bob Estes? I've never heard of No, we're not guessing his age. Nobody's ever heard of him. Got to hear somebody first. Okay, Ty, here we go. Shakira.
Still getting it done.
She is, well, she's, yeah.
56.
39.
41. It's 7-0. Let's keep going with this as long as we know these people. 8-0 is the biggest beatdown ever. Actress from Jersey Boys, Catherine Eastwood.
39.
35. I don't know. No clue.
She's 30.
I had no
clue. All right, let's finish out this one with the Disney stars from Nocturnal Animals, Ellie Bamber. How old is she?
27.
21, of course.
Yes, Charlie. Yeah, 8-0. That's the game. I'm going to sign this, and Pye's going to put it on his wall. Awesome, Charlie. Good job. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. Wrap up this first hour. Don't forget, 10 o'clock. Steve Cropper's in the house. Pick it with Steve. We'll have fun with you right there. Live at the Omni National Hotel. This is the Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show.
For more than 30 years, Hubcap Heaven and Wheels has been committed to serving the needs of their customers by providing quality used wheels, wheel covers, and center caps for cars and trucks at a fraction of the cost of new parts. They also straighten and refinish aluminum alloy wheels. Hubcap Heaven and Wheels serves automotive dealers, tire stores, body shops, rental car companies, fleet vehicles, and the retail pub. Stop by Hubcap Heaven and Wheels at 396 Murfreesboro Road and say hello to owners Carol and Jim Jones. Just give them a call at 615-254-6636. Or you can visit them online at yourwheelstore.com.